This is live from my office. Hi, I'm your friend Steve Cochran, and I'm the host of this thing. Now, if you're anything like me, I'd see a doctor. If you're anything like me, you're exhausted. It's been a hell of a week, and I think we need a break. So coming up on this live from my office, a break, if you will. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm warning you, Donald Trump will be calling. That's later. But we're also going to take a look at the weekend's NFL conference championship games. And I called 30 or 40, you know, actual sports experts, couldn't get anybody. So the old coach is going to be on. You remember the old coach? He hates me, or at least he sounds like he does. So he'll be on as well. But we're going to start things off with my friend John DaCosta, musical director of this show and all shows that I do, and a very, very funny guy. And he's this episode's main guest. Before I get to that, though, I want to remind you, check the show notes out. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen, including where you're listening right now. When you rate the show or review the show, I want you to be just blatantly honest, whatever you think, because I don't read the negative stuff anyway. No, of course I do. And your ratings help as well. And subscribe is really, I'm just trying to help you, because I wouldn't want you to miss a single action-packed episode of Live From My Office. You want to get them all? Most of the platforms that carry this podcast have archived all of them. But if you ever want to go back and see all the artistic magic we're bringing to you, CochranShow.com is my website, and they're all archived there under, strangely enough, the Live From My Office tab. So that's where we are. All of this is brought to you by David Hochberg and Team Hochberg, 855-56-DAVID, 56david.com. And let me introduce to you our friend, John DaCosta. John, how are you?
I'm great. It's thank you. I'm a little confused. I listened to that whole thing, and I thought this was DoorDash.
No, it's not.
I'm sitting here going, I was going to change my pizza order, and now I'm confused.
We should say, by the way, as of when we're recording this, is dinner time, 7:35 Thursday night, the 21st. I hope your pizza doesn't get cold.
Right. And also, let me throw in this. We are refinancing right now with David Hochberg.
Well, there you go, right?
Yeah. And so anybody... Call him. He can't help you if you don't call him. Call him. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I've given him a slogan, which I thought he would have run with by now, but he hasn't. And the slogan is this. And you have to write that out. He just wants to try and save you some money. That's all. He just wants to save you some money. That's it.
That's it.
All right, so here is the deal. As you know, I get calls from Hollywood big shots all the time, mostly to tell me to stop calling them. But again, I've been asked to do a game show, and this is a game show that I don't know that we ever did on the radio, but it's been something that's been percolating in the background before, and they want to blow it up into something big. You've seen all the nostalgia game shows that are on now, right? Alec Baldwin was hosting Match Game, and Steve Harvey doing Family Feud. You've seen all those, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Wayne Brady, Let's Make a Deal.
Yep, they're all out there. Yep. So this isn't a nostalgia game show, but this is the same vibe. Hollywood seems like they want to pick this up, so we'll find out. But it's called Hey, Who Tweeted? And the way Hey, Who Tweeted works, John, is I'm going to read an actual tweet to you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you four choices, and you simply have to guess who tweeted.
Has Milton Bradley contacted you to make this into a board game?
Milton did. Bradley isn't taking my calls. No. Yeah, but Milton did. So here's the deal. We're going to give away Apt gift cards. Our friends at Apt.
I love Apt too.
Apt, I think the slogan at Apt is pleasing people since the Middle Ages. I think that's right. And my friend Steve Shapiro and everybody there. So I'll send a gift card to you if John wins on your behalf tonight. So the way this is going to work, John, is I think we have up to 10 Hey Who Tweeted questions.
Okay.
And for each one you get right, I'll give away an Apt gift card. Now, you might be saying, well, you're recording the show. How can people win? That's the part where you say, hey, you're recording the show.
Hey, Steve, I'm recording, so I'm confused. How do people win?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The way people win is they email me at thecochranshow@gmail.com. And when you do that, you just say, and this phrase must be specific. You might want to write it down. You say, your name. I need your contact info. Obviously, I need your address so I can send you the app gift card. And then I'm looking for you to actually have this phrase. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe that I heard you and John play Hey Who Tweeted. What a fantastic idea for a game show. Let me know if I'm a big winner. Word for word. And I can't repeat that. But if you put that
hold
in
on,
an
hold
email.
On, hold on. D-A-C.
Again, it's thecochranshow at gmail.com. And for everyone John gets right, you know, you just email me and you say, hey, who tweeted? I heard it. Here's my address. Send me the card, cheapskate. And and I will send them out. So you ready to play the game? You want to do a test question first? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, I think so. Now I feel more pressure because, you know, people win or lose on what I do, and that's not good, Steve. That's not a good thing.
Well, you know, I'd like to tell you you're wrong, but you're clearly not. All right, so let's play Hey, Who Tweeted? Tweet number one. In a former president's notebook, it was revealed that everyone... I just read this wrong.
That's
all right,
okay.
I have to do this. Edit! All right, here we go. Question number one on Hey Who Tweeted. This is a test question.
Okay.
I'm a former president, jerk, D-bag that everybody hates that's currently living in Florida prior to my expected prison relocation. Who am I? These are your choices.
Okay.
A, Donald. B, Trump. C, Donald Trump. Or D, Vin Diesel. Hey Who Tweeted?
And
sorry, time's up. The answers were A, B, or it's not Vin Diesel. It's all the others, A, B, or C. Of course, it's Donald Trump. So now that you fully understand the concept of the game, I feel like it could really go well. Are you ready to actually play? Hey,
I don't even know Vin. Yes. Sorry.
Who tweeted? And again, we'll allow you to choose from multiple categories. The category that I'll allow you to choose from first is question number one. Is that the category you'd like to like?
Let's go with question number one, and the answer is Barbados.
That's so far incorrect.
I'm out of stink on this then.
Here's the tweet.
Yes.
Does anyone think global warming is a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist. I swear to you, that's exactly how the tweet is written. Does anyone think global warming is a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist. Hey, who tweeted? You ready for your choices?
Yes, please.
Choice number A, the late Nipsey Russell. Choice B, the late Carl Sagan. Choice C, Tom Skilling. Choice D, Britney Spears. John, hey, who tweeted?
I'm going to say Tom Skilling.
That's incorrect. It's Britney Spears. Britney Spears. Does anybody think global warming's a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist. Tweeted on February 10th, 2011. So far, John, nobody's a winner.
This is a great game, telling you.
Right?
Yeah. I just like, yes, go.
Question number two. The Biden administration is following, I'm reading the tweet verbatim again. The Biden administration is following the Obama playbook to the letter. Blame your predecessor. Claim everything is in shambles and we'll be lucky to move forward at all. Would you like me to reread it?
Yes, please.
The Biden administration is following the Obama playbook to the letter. Blame your predecessor, claim everything is in shambles, and we'll be lucky to move forward at all. These are your choices. Is it A, Sean Hannity, B, Lindsey Graham, C, Mike Pence, or D, Katy Perry? Hey, who tweeted?
Holy cow. Oh, my God. I am going to say it's Katy Perry.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is Lindsey Graham, but you were probably confused because Lindsey Graham is a guy that seems like he'd like to try on Katy Perry's clothes. So we move on. We move on to question.
I have Lindsey Graham's album.
I'll bet you do. You might be thinking of a different Graham, but why bring that up at this point? All right, I'm really feeling good about this one. I think somebody's going to win. And remember, if John gets a question right, you could win an Apt gift card. All you have to do is email me at thecochranshow@gmail.com and say, I listened to Hey Who Tweeted, and John really blew the first two questions. You throw that in, and you're a winner. All right, here is the tweet. Tweet number three. Why is Rhode Island not a road or an island? These are your choices. Again, I don't make these up. This is an actual tweet. Why is Rhode Island not a road or an island? Is it A, Justin Bieber? Is it B, Bob Denver? Is it C, Jacques Cousteau? Or is it D, Christopher Cross? You know how much you love to sail. Hey, who tweeted?
Man, I hope this is right. I'm going to say Justin Bieber.
That's absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Ding, ding, ding. Finally, we have ourselves a big winner, and we move on to question number four.
I think I'm done. I got one. I know my limitations.
Your category is question number four.
Yes.
Here's the tweet as it's written. By the way, this is from November 26, 2009, if that helps you, John.
Okay.
Here's the tweet.
Let's go through my files.
Here's the tweet. I have indigestion. I'm praying that my last thank you on my list will be for a calm stomach. God, I love Texan family cooking, though. Burp. And by the way, the burp is spelled out B-U-R-P.
Jeez. Okay.
It's an actual tweet. Here are your choices.
Okay.
Is it A, Rush Limbaugh? B, Terry Bradshaw? C, Simon Cowell? Or D, Jessica Simpson? Hey, who tweeted?
Oh, my God.
These are tough, tough. These are tough, aren't they? You know, people thought Jeopardy was tough. I mean, come on.
Hey, just read the tweet one more time.
All right. I have indigestion. I'm praying that my last thank you on my list will be for a calm stomach. God, I love Texan family cooking, though. Burp, spelled B-U-R-P.
I'm going to say Terry Bradshaw.
You know what? If I was playing this game, I would agree with you, but in fact, the answer is D, Jessica Simpson.
God bless it.
And when you look at Jessica Simpson, sure, she's a little rednecky, but does it change the dirty thoughts you have about her because she
No. She
tweeted that? No, it really doesn't. Of course, it doesn't.
She can burp. Don't. It's okay.
Next up, and again, so far, you're 1-for-4.
Holy cow.
This is question number 5. And this tweet is so fresh. I mean, you can still smell it. It's got that fresh tweet smell. It actually was tweeted today. Here's the tweet. By rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, President Biden indicates he's more interested in the views of the people of Paris than the jobs of the people of Pittsburgh. This agreement will do little to affect the climate and will harm the livelihoods of Americans. So in other words, a person that tweeted this is either being a manipulative jerk or actually thinks the Paris Climate Agreement is for the people of Paris.
Right.
So here are your choices. Is it A? Okay. Is it A, Anderson Cooper? Is it B, Tom Hanks? Is it C, Carmen Sandiego? Or is it D, Ted Cruz? Hey, who tweeted?
This one is the easiest one you have given me. And let's do a big shout out to Ted Cruz.
That's exactly right. One of the most despicable human beings there are still in Washington, Ted Cruz, tweeted that out today. Ted Cruz, by the way, graduate of Harvard Law School. So if you're thinking about sending your child to Harvard Law School, obviously they're pumping out idiots. I'm just saying. That's all. All right, I think this next one is going to be a real good one for you. And you're hot now. You've gotten two correct.
I was going to say, I'm on a roll.
2 of 5. You know sports. You've always been a sports guy.
That's true.
This next question features someone from the sports world. And you could tell by how dramatically I fake that, it's going to be one of the tougher questions again.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Here is tweet number 6.
Okay.
I'm watching the History Channel in the club, and I'm wondering, how do these people know what's going on the sun? Ain't nobody ever been there. Would you like... You know what? I don't even care if you'd like a reread. I'm going to reread it anyway.
I know. Please. I was going to ask you to anyway.
I'm watching the History Channel.
By the way, the answer to the other question right before that was, what is a Ted Cruz? I apologize.
Well, believe me, what is a Ted Cruz is a fair question of its own.
Yes. Go ahead. Sorry. Yes, please retweet this. I want to.
All right,
yes.
Here's the reread on the tweet. I'm watching the History Channel in the club, and I'm wondering, how do these people know what's going on in the sun? Ain't nobody ever been there. Again, it's from the sports world. Here are your choices. Is it A, Tiger Woods? Is it B, Mark Giangreco? Is it C, Tiffany Trump, big sports world person? Or is it D, Kevin Durant? Hey, who tweeted?
I want to say Kevin Durant, but I think it's your
choices again: Tiger Woods, Mark Giangreco, Tiffany Trump, or Kevin Durant.
In case you're wondering,
Tiffany Trump, gold medal winner in rhythmic gymnastics in Mexico City in '68. A lot of people don't know that. I'm sorry. Your final answer is?
I'm going to say Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is absolutely correct.
Oh, thank God.
And, boy, I just got to tell you, it's a good thing he could make a three.
Yes.
We move on. And now
you are according to his point guard, the earth is flat.
Yes, that's exactly right. Same team.
Yeah.
All right, so you are now at 500, 3-6.
Okay.
This is tweet number seven.
I don't think
there's a chance in hell you're going to get this right. So here we go. The tweet reads, just got home, let out the dogs. Within minutes, they cornered, attacked, and killed a possum. Had to wash little bloody mouths. ... Life on the farm. Again, just got home, let out the dogs. Within minutes, they cornered and attacked and killed a possum. Had to wash their little bloody mouths. Life on the farm. Again, I'm not making these up. These are actual tweets from actual famous people. So
Yes. Let
me give you your choices now.
Okay.
Is it A, Crocodile Dundee? Is it B, Donald Trump Jr.? Remember, he's the hunter and the idiot. Is it C, Marlon Perkins? Or is it D, Martha Stewart? Hey, who tweeted?
Oh, you son of a gun. You had me, and I was like, but it's got to be Donald Trump Jr.
It's Martha Stewart.
No!
That's right. Martha Stewart is the one that was concerned about washing those little bloody mouths.
Holy cow. God, I apologize. I'm shocked.
Well, listen, we're all shocked. All right, moving on now. You are 3-4. Again, we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 questions left. We still have 3 opportunities for people to win gift cards from Apt, pleasing people since the beginning of time. All right, here we go. This is tweet number 8. Very simple tweet here. Simple tweet. Don't know that the answer is simple, but the tweet reads, last night I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life-changing. Again, the tweet is, last night I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life-changing. Your possible answers are A, Dr. Fauci, B, Tom Brokaw, C, Oprah Winfrey, or D, Kylie Jenner. Hey, who tweeted?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of who. I'm going to say Kylie Jenner.
Bingo. Of course it's Kylie Jenner. Who else would be so privileged that they'd never had cereal and milk before? Good Lord.
Well, in her defense, milk is relatively new.
It is new. Ay.
Wow.
Are you ready for question number 9? Because we have 4 winners on the board.
I love it.
Here is question number 9. Who tweeted? Question number 9. Thanks, guys. I had no idea a pickle was really a cucumber. You guys totally confirmed it.
Oh, my God.
The tweet reads, thanks, guys. I had no idea a pickle was really a cucumber. You guys confirmed it. All right, here are your choices.
Okay.
Is it A, Chandler Bing, B, Alice the Maid, C, Meryl Streep, or D, Kim Kardashian West until the divorce kicks in? Hey, who tweeted?
Well, since we're doing this back to back, I'm going to do Kim Kardashian.
Bingo, 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 thank bingo, you. Bingo. That's right. Kendall, the little baby sister billionaire, wow. She had cereal and milk for the first time, and Kim just realized what a pickle was. And I got to be honest with you, based on how she got famous with that film she made, you would have thought she would have known pickles a long time ago.
Yes. Holy cow.
That brings us.
Oh, this is great.
With four winners, or I'm sorry, five. Five winners
on
the board.
Yeah, we have five winners, yeah.
Five winners on the board. That brings us to our final question. And if you get this right, there'll be six big winners tonight. If you get it wrong, I don't care that much. Here we go. The tweet reads, anybody got a surefire remedy for ticks? Just pulled 8 off of one dog. None of the prescribed vet meds seem to be working. Again, anybody got a surefire remedy for ticks? Just pulled 8 off of one dog. None of the prescribed vet meds seem to be working. Here are your choices. Is it A, Kelly Clarkson? Is it B, Jimmy Fallon? Is it C, Mr. Bean? Or is it D, Oprah Winfrey? Hey, who tweeted?
Holy mackerel. Well, I don't think it was Mr. Bean. Okay. So I'm going to say
Kelly Clarkson, Jimmy Fallon, Oprah Winfrey.
I'm going to say Oprah Winfrey.
That's exactly right.
Oh, come on.
How would you know that?
I don't know.
Because my response when I read that tweet was, you're worth $3 billion. If your dog has ticks and you don't have somebody to pull the ticks off your dog, and by the way, I mean somebody who was hired full-time to be the tick puller, then that's on you. I would never have guessed Oprah Winfrey. I would have gone with Kelly Clarkson or Jimmy Fallon, either one of them. I'm very impressed. So we have a total of 6 winners tonight. If, in fact, 6 people drop me an email, and why wouldn't they, at thecochranshow@gmail.com. Send me your mailing address. Send me the words, hey, who tweeted in there, and I'll know you were listening. And then I will send you a gift card from our friends at Apt Electronics. And thank you, Steve Shapiro, for that. And thank you, John DeCoste, who gets absolutely nothing for being on this episode of Live from My Office. Huh?
Well, am I going to get a... I've decided on the size and what's on top, the toppings.
No. But if you keep listening, Donald Trump's calling in, and I know you've heard him before. The old coach.
I'll stay on the line.
Coach. That's exactly right. John, thank you for playing our game.
No, thank you.
If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, do what I've done, what my daughter has done on multiple occasions, what my sister's done. It's Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. All David Hochberg wants to do is save you money. But he'd like to thank you for allowing Team Hochberg to help you, your friends, your family, your coworkers. With a mortgage in the past year, Team Hochberg funded over $355 million in refinance transactions, which help listeners secure lower rates, shorten the term of their loans, and pay off debt. Save listeners over $275,000 a month. Team Hochberg also helped listeners purchase over $88 million worth of new homes last year. Second homes, too, and investment properties. Look, when the pandemic hit, Team Hochberg helped listeners understand the importance of and explained how to take advantage of forbearance to save their homes. Forbearance? I thought it involved four bears. I didn't even know. Team Hochberg helped me and thousands of my podcast listeners, and they would greatly appreciate the chance to help you secure a mortgage in this coming year. And I mean, throughout the rest of 2021, because the sun came up, baby, things are looking better. 855-56-DAVID, 56david.com. And we remind you, tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by David, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on WGN. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1124061. Back on Live From My Office again. Rate, review, subscribe, wherever you listen. Email is thecochranshow@gmail.com. And all the social media contacts are right there in the show notes. Check the show notes out for all sorts of things, okay? And, yeah, of course I'm hesitating.
But former President of the United States, Donald Trump, is with us. Hello, sir.
Hello, Cochran. You know, it's a very sad time now in our country. I don't know if you've noticed that. Sad time. Mm-hmm. McDonald's flags are being flown at half-mast as the nation grieves my departure. They're grieving, believe me. I have to tell you, the timing of all this transfer of power has been tough, really tough. You know, racing to get everything moved out of the White House down here to Palm Beach. I barely had enough time for Melania to slap my hand away and refuse to have sex with me in the Lincoln bedroom again.
Ah, one for the road, huh, sir?
So sad, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what are you going to miss most about being president?
You know what? I'm going to miss the presidential limo, the Beast. That was a lot of fun to drive it. I'm sure sleepy Joe Biden's really looking forward to having the limo. Frankly, he needs it a lot more than me because his family doesn't let him drive anymore anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will also miss the toilets in the White House. Lots of great tweeting moments during my time. Of course, the vice presidential toilet is about to have another person who uses it to pee sitting down.
Oh, yes, of course.
I can say that because Mike Pence and I are not friends anymore. I'm going to miss...
Yeah, but that's disappointing. I'm going to interrupt you, sir, but that's disappointing to me, too, because I always enjoyed how much he was there for you, his leash. But, you know, things have happened, as you said. So apologies. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, he could have grown up and really taken one for the team, but he didn't. He didn't. He chickened out.
Yeah, sir.
But I kept all my promises. I said I would be the best job creating president we've ever seen, and I was totally right. Even the people I fired got book deals, okay? It's a big boost to the economy.
Yeah, sure.
Look, was I the smartest president? No. Did I know how to properly handle pandemics? No. But did I have the ability to manage racial strife? Also, no. Oh, wait, where was I going with this? Never mind. What was your next question?
Sir, can you tell me how you're processing all of this? Are there any emotions that come with leaving office you want to share with us?
Well, it's very sad, obviously. I mean, this is it. It's kind of hard to believe, but I guess it's true how the old saying goes, Cochran. Time really flies when you've had multiple scandals bordering on treason on a weekly basis for the past 4 years. I'm not sure who came up with that, but it's very true.
You know what I remember is how big the T-shirt was. Look, we heard you were busy last night with the pardons. Not last night, sorry, the night before. With all the pardons. You handed out over 150, I think, commutations or pardons. Is that number close?
Yeah, 150 minus one, you know, after Phil Spector died. But in all fairness, you know, only the best people got my pardons. The best people. Mm-hmm. The most wonderful people. And let's face it, I'm not the kind of guy who would exaggerate.
No.
I want everybody to know this. This list of pardons is a very fair and balanced, diverse list. And it was made up of a nice blend of wrongfully accused African-American and Latino prison inmates and around 80 heavily politically sucking up white guys.
That does seem like a balanced list. Look, I understand that you think that's right, sir. So you left Washington early. You still used Air Force One as president to Mar-a-Lago. But don't you kind of regret at least a little bit leaving the White House early and not at least greeting Joe Biden? I mean, that's a little disrespectful, don't you think? Spiteful?
No, it's not. No, at all. I don't regret it at all. Look, how can we be sure Joe Biden isn't actually Antifa pretending to be Joe Biden, huh?
What?
I saw that on a chat thread recently. That makes a lot of sense. Mm. Think about it. No, you didn't think about it because you're a very weak journalist, Cochran, and you're not asking good questions. Look, I don't regret not being there one bit, and neither does the First Lady. And did you realize this? This is a stat for you. Melania, by not meeting with Jill Biden... I'm sorry, with fake Dr. Jill Biden, she will become the first topless model not to invite the incoming First Lady to the White House. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
That's for the history books. Groundbreaking.
Tremendous.
Incredible stat.
Tremendous, don't you think?
Tremendous. Mm-hmm. Tremendous.
Now, what do you think of the inauguration events they put together? We're right in the middle of this pandemic that you screwed up. And Lady Gaga and J-Lo and Justin Timberlake and John Bon Jovi and Garth Brooks, Tom Hanks. I mean, they were all there.
All of a sudden, it's okay for everybody to sing and spit out their germs, huh? No masks? Not masking up, huh? We're going to sing. I thought that was illegal. But such an amazing star-studded lineup of crappy, irrelevant pop stars.
Oh, really?
And an old balding country singer, and a guy who was nominated for an Oscar for talking to a volleyball. I can't believe this. And John Bon Jovi was there, too. You know, he and I used to be great friends, mm-hmm. right up until I accidentally deported his bass player, Tico Torres, in an INS raid a few months ago. Such a grudge holder, Johnny.
I didn't know that happened to Tico.
That's true. Hey,
did you catch any of the Biden inauguration procession down Pennsylvania Avenue?
I did see the marching band playing Hail to the Chief as Sleepy Joe walked into the house, and I got to tell you, I wasn't impressed with all that punk and circumcision. I really wasn't.
I don't think that's exactly right, but I got to move on to this MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. I used to do commercials for him. And
really?
Yeah, and I own a few MyPillows, and I'm not going to stop using them, but I'm not going to buy any more. This guy's carrying notes around that said something about martial law. Was he consulting with you on involving the military to overthrow the government?
Whoa. Look, we're talking about the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
He's incredibly supportive. He's a great supporter. He's 100% loyal. And I've got to be honest, if you think about it, of all the advice that I could have gotten from a former crack addict, this really wasn't that bad. I mean, I thought it was going to be a hell of a lot worse. I really did. And it wasn't like I was giving him all my attention. I wasn't giving him all of it. I also met with the Untuck It guy and the Flex Seal guy. Felt like an episode of Shark Tank. Really did. And by the way, Mike told me, this is how nice of a guy he is, if you post a picture of yourself storming the Capitol, you get 20% off on your next MyPillow and Giza sheets. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
Is he a generous guy or what?
Yeah, I think or what. Mr. President, we heard there are plans to raise, is this right, $2 billion for your Trump Presidential Library?
Excuse me, that's the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library Resort and Casino. Thank you very much.
Of course.
And we're going to have some of the hottest librarians / cocktail waitresses that you've ever seen, believe me. But just to be clear, it's $1 billion for me and $1 billion for the library.
Ah.
But when you think about it, it's not that pricey, considering it's all tweets and no books. Mm-hmm. No books in my library. Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be some periodicals, and when I say periodicals, I mean a few hustlers from Stormy Daniels. It's going to be a well-rounded library. You play your cards right, you might even be able to play the resort and casino.
Yeah, well, you get a little...
Your name up in the mezzanine there?
Oh, that'd be tremendous. My name up in the mezzanine. You get sentimental. I know that's part of who you are, that you don't like to show people, but I got to ask you a question about that. Have you ever actually been in a library?
Now, those are the places that have, like, the microfiche.
All right, sir, before you go, congratulations on your daughter, Tiffany, getting engaged. You must be very proud.
Oh, thank you. You know, but even better news about Tiffany is, just like with the election, I'm still challenging her DNA test results. So I'm hoping it's all going to work out. Now, I'm not saying that Tiffany is not a part of our immediate family, but her Secret Service code name is Security Breach.
Is that right?
I could say that now. I'm out of office.
I didn't know that. You're such a good father. This is an odd, awkward moment.
Hold on just a second, Cochran. Who is this guy?
I'm the lawyer!
Hey, can you guys take care of that? There's some guy with like a horny, like a furry hat with horns on it.
Oh, he's at Mar-a-Lago.
He's got no shirt on.
What does he want?
I don't know. I got to see that. He just walked into the lobby.
Ah, yes. Well, at least he's still dressed the same way, so we can keep an eye on him. This is
nice
awkward.
To know security is good. Nice to know security is good at Mar-a-Lago.
Guys, take care of that guy.
It's a notch down from where you were. But here's the thing, sir. I just want you to know that I still would like to stay in touch with you because as a former president, I think you deserve the certain level of respect that I provide.
Oh, no, that's very kind of you.
Mm.
I mean, you need all the help you can get with this podcast, so I'd be happy to help you.
Look, I'm afraid that's all the time we have, sir. Enjoy your life for the time being in Florida until we talk again.
Oh, I will. Be sure of it. At least until I get indicted. Believe me.
Goodbye, sir.
Later, loser.
As always, I want to thank David Hochberg, the title sponsor of Live from My Office. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, do what we do. Call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Meet Mark,
married, three kids, loaded with debt, living in a $350,000 home, income $130,000 a year. Mark could never pay off his credit card debt totaling $38,000 and get his credit scores over the 660 he needed. So he called Team Hochberg for a free consultation. Team Hochberg helped Mark pay off his credit card debt and saved him over $900 a month. So let's review. Before calling Team Hochberg, Mark was on the credit card treadmill. After calling Team Hochberg, Mark paid off all his debt with a cash-out refinance and saved over $10,000 a year. Team Hochberg has helped me and my family and thousands of listeners, people who listened to me on the radio all those years and people who listen to me now on the podcast, and hopefully folks just like you and like Jack, pay off debt, enhance their credit, reduce their monthly payments. But they can help you if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or 56david.com. So you could be like Mark, you could be like Jack, you could be like your name here. 855-563-2843 is 855-56-DAVID or 56david.com. And tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by David Hochberg, Saturday mornings at 10 on WGN, Homesite Financial, and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1124061. Back on Live from My Office. As always, a thank you for listening. And as always, we bring up a charitable cause at this time that we hope you can help contribute to and really make a difference in the world. My son, Ross, who, of course, produces, directs, edits, bosses me around on this, separate from his regular job, where he works with the folks at Awana and is in charge of their podcast division, does a podcast there on discipleship for kids in church. You know, and you could listen to that too, by the way. It wouldn't kill you. It'd be good for you if you're so inclined. So simply search Resilient Disciples anywhere you listen to podcasts. But let's make this more about you and me. No, the reason I bring up Ross and Lauren is because they got into finding out more about foster care, and they got involved with fostering and have done respite foster care, which is where you take a child in who's between homes for a period of time or a more permanent location. And in some cases, it's just to give foster parents a break while they need to be out of town. They have a medical scare. They're vacationing. Anyway, I'm really pleased and proud of Ross and Lauren for doing it. That created more interest in me and something, frankly, I'm embarrassed to say I should have known more about a long time ago. Illinois is dreadfully bad in its care of our most fragile kids in foster care. And there's kids out there tonight or tomorrow or the next day that that need a home and need your love on a temporary or full-time basis. So there's lots of ways for you to get more information, but one really easy way for you to help is a great organization called Chicago Angels, chicagoangels.org. Lauren, turn me on to this. Their mission statement is to walk alongside children in the foster care system and the caretakers too, and offer consistent support with intentional giving, relationship building, and mentorship to make sure kids, when they leave foster care, are ready to be healthy, fulfilled adults and take on the world in their own way. Plenty to plow through here on the website for chicagoangels.org. So they need your money. They need your time. They need your interest. And there's an easy way to get more information there and stay informed and find out everything you'd like to find out. But trust me when I tell you, Illinois has got a lot of improvement to do in fostering kids, and it could certainly be helped by your participation. ChicagoAngels.org, and I hope you can help. All right, in the continuing effort, the theme, if you will, of this episode, to lighten our load after such a tough week, tough stretch, who am I kidding? There is someone standing by to talk to me. And, you know, look, the sun came up, man, you know, with the Biden presidency, and more importantly, at least so far, Trump leaving town, you feel a little more optimistic. At least I do, and I hope you do as well. Certainly most people seem like a weight's been lifted. So now that we're all feeling better, let's see if we could ruin that by taking a call for a preview of this weekend's NFL Conference Championship games with a man that hates me, the old coach. Coach, how are you?
Hello, Cochran.
Sound like you're feeling really upbeat and chipper.
I am. Every time I can talk to you, it's a good day.
Well,
right, Cochran?
Yeah, people sometimes get confused by the tone of your voice, but I can tell you feel good.
Well, you know, Cochran, it's like I've always said, I wouldn't say you was the worst guy on the airwaves, but you're in the top one.
Hey, do you have the same sort of aches and pains as you get older as the rest of us do?
Nah, I got nothing.
No feeling at all below the neck?
I'm numb.
Okay, all right, because sometimes I worry about your health.
Nah, you reach a certain age and you don't feel nothing. And I mean, you don't feel emotions or nothing.
Okay, all right. That sort of explains some things. Well, I'm glad you're on the show.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Can I ask you about last weekend's games before you do the preview of the conference championships?
Oh, yeah. Those were pretty good games.
They actually were, yeah. Buffalo was a big winner. What do you think of the Bills?
I don't think much of Buffalo. They shouldn't even have football up in New York. It's too close to Niagara Falls.
Well, what does that have to do with football?
I don't know. I'd rather go see the falls.
Okay. All right. That's actually not a bad point. If you're that close to one of the wonders of the world, why would you go to a football game and freeze your ass off?
Exactly.
See, I'm smarter than you think I am.
Whatever. Cochran, your entire life you could be an idiot. Why don't you take a day off?
I probably got to check with HR. And the Chiefs won again. Boy, the Chiefs are good. The Chiefs beat Cleveland. Man, how do you beat them?
I think you make sure that guy, what's his name, Patrick Mahomes, you make sure he's out of the lineup. You bop him one.
Well, he got bopped, and he was out with a concussion. We don't know if he's coming back. But I don't think his last name is Mahomes, is it?
Don't correct me, Cochran. Give me a break. Hey, if I threw a stick, you'd leave, right?
Yeah, well, you never know. Depends on things. Green Bay won. Boy, they look really good, too.
Yeah, Green Bay. Well, they was going to win that game no matter what. I mean, Aaron, what do they call him? Aaron, that's a girl's name, Rodgers.
Yeah, I think
he's a hell of a... No, he's a good player. I give that guy credit. But Jared Goff. Oh, my God. You know why he got the name Goff? Because his parents thought he sounded like he was choking.
And that kind of fits with the whole sports thing. And then you had two old quarterbacks, not as old as you, Coach, but you had, the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Brady ends up winning.
Yeah, what a joke. The Curmudgeon Bowl. I watched that for like ever. I was like, oh, good, the elderly brothers are in concert.
So you like you'd rather watch guys young and spry like yourself?
Well, here's a date, cock. None of them. What's his name? Drew Febreze. That guy was horrible yesterday. He couldn't hit a barn door if he was locked inside. And Brady, how old is Brady, for Christ's sake? I mean, come on. I think the first time he voted for God. Stop playing.
Well, Drew Brees looks like he's going to retire now.
Now? I think he retired about a year and a half ago, don't you?
So you think it's a little late?
A little late, yeah. It's just a formality.
So we should pick these conference championship games. Should I go first?
Yeah, whatever, Tom. Do whatever you want to do. It's your show. I don't care. Whatever.
Okay, all right.
I mean, really, don't worry, Cochran. The first 60 years of stupidity are the hardest.
Yes, they are. I can tell you that for a fact. All right, so we've got Green Bay hosting Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, it's Florida, man. It's not cold there. It's going to be super cold in Green Bay. Does the weather matter before I make my pick?
Yeah, the weather's got a lot of it. That's the Bay Bowl. We call it the Bay Bowl. Yeah, it's going to be a big issue. But I think next Sunday it's supposed to be 92 in Green Bay.
What?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, I don't know if that's Fahrenheit or what's the other one, Celsius?
Yes, Celsius. Yes, exactly.
I think it's 92 Celsius.
It could be the Celsius. All right, so here's my score. I've got Green Bay winning that thing, and it won't be close. 35-10.
Okay, and then I'm supposed to pick one?
Yeah, yeah, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Go ahead, make your pick.
All right, I think Tampa Bay's going to win.
Oh, you do?
Because they're in that girl's name, Rogers. Mm-hmm. Is going to get bopped, and they got nobody in the back who could play quarterback. So I think Tampa's going to win. They're going to win 24-10.
Okay, should we have some kind of wager on these?
Hey, I can't bet no more.
What happened?
I'm in a program.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Is it, Gamblers Anonymous?
Remember that White Sox scandal in 19? I got caught.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you've turned it around.
I'm doing better.
All right, in Kansas City, Buffalo, boy, I got to go with the Chiefs. And again, I don't think it's going to be that close, but this one's going to be a little lower in score, 21-17.
No, I got to disagree. It's going to be Buffalo.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Buffalo don't deserve to be there, see? I mean, look at those. The stats from the game on Saturday, they got out, gained the yardage and everything, but they don't. They're just lucky. They're the Bills. So, they're lucky. They're going to win.
They haven't been this lucky since O.J. Simpson retired and started killing people.
I love O.J.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, that frightens me. All right, Coach. Well, you know, at your age, with concern for your health, I think it's important, like a nice prostate medication, that you clear the decks of whatever's troubling you. So in a spirit of de-stressing, I know you got a few more insults for me, so sort of like the end of a fireworks show. Fire away, Coach.
No, why do you think I got to get so mean to you?
Well, I just know it's coming.
No, you know, I was defending you. Everybody was talking about your forehead. Oh, my God, he's got a big forehead. You ain't got a big forehead. You don't have a forehead. You got like a 15 or 16 head.
It's different, right? It's different.
It is different. You know, I talk with you like a slinky. You ain't good for much, but it makes me smile when you fall down the stairs.
That's pretty good. You want to end on that, or you got more?
It's up to you. I mean, I don't want to say you got a big head, but you do me a favor, Cockwood. Just how big is your pillow? Seriously, how big is your pillow?
So, yeah, you know, it's a little larger than normal. Yeah, not a lot larger, but a little bit.
I saw a picture of you on the internet web.
The internet web. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I think they actually do, sure.
You lost all that weight, then you put it back on, and you're so fat, your Chevy's got stretch marks.
That's just not true.
It's ridiculous.
I haven't gained an ounce since I lost all that weight.
I can't hear you.
I said I haven't gained an ounce since I lost all that weight.
Yeah, remember that time when you were saying stuff and I didn't care about? Yeah, that time is now.
Oh, I see. So you actually did hear me. All right, Coach, one for the road. Give me one more and we're done.
One more what?
You know, of your comments about me.
Oh, come on. You act like I'm always mean to you, Cockman. It ain't my fault your ass is so big the cops arrested you for carrying like 50 kilos of crack.
That's the kind of quality I knew you could bring. Coach, stay healthy, okay?
Yeah, I love your show.
I want to thank John DeCoste for the help tonight and appearing in that hot new game show, Hey Who Tweeted? Remember, if you're one of the first, what did he get, 6 questions right? Yes, so if you're one of the first 6 people to email me at thecochranshow@gmail.com with your mailing address and the words Hey Who Tweeted? Or anything close to it, I will in turn send you a gift card from our friends at Apt Electronics, pleasing people since they opened. They're that good. My name is Steve Cochran. Ross, thank you as always for getting this done. This being this podcast being live from my office. Thanks for listening.
30 years plus on the airwaves, you have turned your dial to me. Now you're tuned into my podcast. It's live from my office, Steve. From Ithaca, New York,
to Carolina South, W. Cochran Steve. From Minneapolis and then Chicago twice, top-rated shows achieved. Sit back, relax, and now listen to my show. When or wherever you are, cause you're on the go. A-list celebs with some laughs and great info. Live from my office, the Steve Cochran Podcast Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No better place to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Subscribe and like for free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Live from my office, Steve.
So glad you're with me. It's Live from My Office, Steve.
Thank you for listening to Live from My Office, a service of Monkey Run Productions. All rights reserved. The podcast is hosted by Steve Cochran, and it's mixed, edited, and produced by me, Ross Cochran. Support the show by subscribing wherever you're listening and by telling your friends about it. Follow Steve on all social media channels, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And make sure you check out this episode's show notes for relevant information discussed during the conversations. You can also email the show directly at thecochranshow@gmail.com with any questions or comments. And that's the best place to tell us about your favorite nonprofit so we can make sure we mention them on the next episode. Steve is available for corporate speaking gigs. He would love to MC your event. And occasionally, he's funny. Thank you for listening. Head to CochranShow.com for more.